wants something more permanent than a ceasefire and that he hasn't reached out to the Iranians for peace talks. He wrote online that if they want to talk, they know how to reach me.
And more than 200 Iranians have been killed so far. At least 24 deaths have been reported in Israel. Before departing the G7 summit, the president and British Prime Minister Starmer announced a U.S.-UK trade deal had been signed.
The aerospace industry will see tariffs removed completely. There'll be a 10% levy on the car industry. One wrinkle is, while UK government officials point out that Britain is the only country to be exempt from the global tariff of 50% on steel and aluminium, a 25% tariff does remain. Negotiations to remove this will continue.
The BBC's Chris Mason. Retail sales fell last month for the second consecutive month. Sales dropped 0.9% in May, following a smaller decline in April. Among other things, Americans purchased fewer cars last month. On Wall Street, ahead of this morning's opening bell, stock futures in the red. The Dow futures are down 221 points. NASDAQ futures off 113. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
My back got injured very bad. I was off work for about a year. I heard about Relief Factor from my wife. I took it every day, three times a day, for 3 weeks. I looked at her and I said, the pain is gone. And she said, I'm glad it helped. I said, no, you don't understand. It's gone.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
Healthcare is complicated. It doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime, choose your own provider, and select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. The man suspected of murdering his estranged wife in Odenton has taken his own life. Anne Arundel County Police say Moniette Stevenson was shot to death at Smith Bus Service Monday morning, and video footage led detectives to identify Tramal Stevenson as the suspect. Stevenson was located at a rest stop in Hamilton, New Jersey, and as state police troopers approached his vehicle, he turned a gun on himself and ended his life. The investigation is ongoing. Anthony Brown is leading 10 attorneys general in opposing offshore oil and gas drilling in the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. The coalition filed comments with the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, asking the feds to exclude the areas from the Outer Continental Shelf Oil and Gas Leasing Program. The program determines which areas could be open to lease sales for oil and gas over the next 5 years. He says offshore drilling threatens the Chesapeake and marine ecosystems that Marylanders rely on daily. Stein on sports and the Fox 45 weather forecast next.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Birds ran into a buzzsaw last night called the Tampa Bay Rays, falling 7-1 to their division rivals. Momentary hope for Baltimore, though, trailing 3-0 in the fourth.
Adley Rutschman, a high fly ball to right. It's pretty shallow out there, and Rutschman takes advantage. 329 colossal feet. It's going to count all the same to get the O's on the board.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. Rutschman's eighth of the year wasn't a Ruthian shot, but it was all the Tampa starter Ryan Pepiot would allow. 8 complete, 11 strikeouts for the right-hander. Game 2 of 4 is tonight. Dean Kramer will take on Zach Littell at 7:35. College Baseball World Series yesterday in Omaha. History made.
The 1-2. The swing and a miss! Greatness from Gage! A no-hitter!
Call on ESPN. Arkansas pitcher Gage Wood throws the third no-hitter in College World Series history, eliminating Murray State 3-0. 19 strikeouts for Wood, a 9-inning series record. The last series no-hitter thrown in 1960. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Ravens get mandatory today. And that is Stein on Sports.
It only makes good dollars and cents to get more years and miles from your vehicle with a quality remanufactured engine from Jasper Engines and Transmissions. Jasper Engines are assembled by skilled ASE technicians who care about their work, live run tested, then backed by a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide parts and labor warranty. Call Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh and drive away with the security and peace of mind that only Jasper and Jim Barbie Automotive can provide.
At 9:06, here's the forecast from the Fox 45 Weather Authority.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Another misty and muggy morning for your Tuesday. We'll see temperatures this afternoon that will be a bit warmer, maybe even some pockets of sunshine later today. Still tracking the potential for a stray pop-up shower or thunderstorm late in the afternoon. Heat and humidity building as we head later into the week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
66 degrees in Westminster, 70 in Easton, and 67 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. That's right. Tomorrow, it'll be nice and sunny and warm outside. I feel like we're getting gypped this summer. Anybody else feel like that? What is it? It's June, what, 17th? And it's still, like, cold and rainy and damp and I don't know. Maybe we deserve this. I hope you guys are getting your day started off right. It was funny because I was listening to the morning drive this morning, and I forgot to tell the guys. I was cracking up. I was dying laughing because Chuck Whitaker, he was, I guess they were talking about the G7 summit. And Chuck Whitaker, he made this funny little voice, and it was for Emmanuel Macron. That's what he said. He was impersonating him. And then I think it was Bruce. I'm pretty sure it was Bruce. And he said, "What a beautiful mother you have. Oh, that's your wife. Oh." And I don't know why, but that sent me through the roof. Because, you know, of all the things, you know, surrounding Emmanuel and Brigitte and how much older she is than Emmanuel. So it was just, I don't know why, but it was hilarious in the moment. And of course, I can't tell jokes like they do. So I'm not making it very funny right now, but I'm telling you, it was funny at the time. And I forgot to mention that to the guys because it was really funny. Of course, we're going to talk about what's going on with Iran and Israel. If you watched the news at all last night, you can see that there's been a lot of development, not a ton of movement, but a lot has been said. You had President Trump leave the G7 summit early there in Canada, got right back on Air Force One, said he was headed towards the Situation Room. And there was even a post out from Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt and others talking about the fact that he just feels as though it's more important for him to be in D.C. at this time, which I would agree. Also, yesterday I told you that we were going to be joined by Michaela. Michaela is still in the midst of everything and unfortunately cannot speak as of yet. They are in and out of the bunkers, obviously, and nobody's getting out of that airport. And I'm sitting here thinking, I hope everything is okay. I hope they're all remain safe. And I just, you know, it's crazy because you feel almost like helpless, obviously, because there's nothing you can do about it. And there's nothing I can say to her or anybody else to make them feel any better about the current situation. And it just, you know, it makes you really put in perspective how good we have it here in America, where we don't have missiles flying overhead. So, you know, the next time you go to a protest or rally and you've got all these people talking about how much they hate it here, remind them how good we have it here. And don't ever forget that. We are going to talk about Baltimore City a lot today, just so you know. Baltimore City Council believes that taking money from the state's attorney's office, which has been a very successful office, by the way, that makes more sense instead of giving $2 million to illegal immigrants for resources. They are also, I guess they're giving Inspector General Isabel Cumming some of the money that she requested. But again, they're taking that from State's Attorney Ivan Bates. And I've got the audio for you. Councilwoman Odette Ramos, she sounded, it was funny because she almost sounded like a child trying to explain why she took a cookie from the cookie jar. the sound is interesting. Excuse me. The sound is interesting. But I wanted you to just hear what the decisions they're making in Baltimore, because obviously their priorities are continuing to be screwed. And those that live in the city, within the city limits, taxpayers, cannot be happy with what they've seen so far. Also, we're going to talk about the pride flag drama. Councilwoman Odette Ramos, again, she said in Charles Village that there has been somebody taking the flags down. And this is what's really funny, too, about it. I guess they're taking the flags down, but they're not taking them. Like, they're taking them out, excuse me, off of the pole, and then they're putting them down, I guess, on the sidewalk. So they're, excuse me, not really taking them. You know what? Well, I get this under control. See, this is what happens when you have asthma. When I get this, I'll get this under control. And for now, though, I want to go to Trey Yinks because he's got the latest updates out of Iran and Israel.
From Israel tonight is our own Trey Yinks. I don't think he slept 5 hours in the last week. But, Trey, we appreciate your coverage. Thank you.
Sean, thank you. It's been another difficult 24 hours for Israel. Just about 30 minutes ago, air raid sirens were sounding across the city of Tel Aviv, sending nearly a million people in the metropolitan area into bomb shelters. Last night, 11 people were killed as 65 Iranian ballistic missiles streamed through the skies of Israel, five of them impacting the ground below, one in the heart of Tel Aviv. We arrived just minutes after the explosion, speaking with survivors.
When the missiles arrived, we were in the staircase in the building. And the shock was like so huge. I never saw even a piece of a rocket. And to see an explosion right in front of my face and my daughter's face, crazy.
A ballistic missile has just slammed into a building in the center of Tel Aviv. Right now, first responders are trying to put out the flames in the distance. You can see right now there are a variety of paramedics on the scene, police officers and soldiers. And if you come over here, you'll see part of a collapsed building. They don't know if anyone is currently inside, but they are checking right now. Israel is still striking back against Iran overnight, killing at least one intel chief and his deputy. The IDF tells Fox News they have taken out one-third of the Iranian ballistic missile launchers used to attack Israeli cities. They now have air superiority over the Iranian capital of Tehran. And tonight, a message from President Trump saying very clearly Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon, calling on everyone to immediately evacuate Tehran.
All right. And hopefully I won't cough too much today. I will say we've got the smoke coming out of Canada and the smoke coming out of New Jersey. And if you have asthma, you're feeling every bit of it. So hopefully I'll be fine enough to talk today. But, you know, when we're talking about what's going on right now and the fact that, you know, President Trump, he did make a post on Truth Social and he told people to evacuate Tehran. Well, there was a lot of people online that were very upset with the fact that it just came out as like a Truth Social post because there are close to 10 million people in Tehran. Okay. I can see why. And so I was watching some of the footage last night of people obviously evacuating. And you could tell, I mean, from the highways to everything, it was like gridlocked. So I don't know if Iran's going to come to the table and have any discussions and do any kind of negotiating. And I don't know how much time these people have to truly get out. And so, yes, I'm pretty sure that many people are afraid, very scared, and rightfully so. And I think that's kind of the back and forth that we've been seeing between people like President Trump and Tucker Carlson. And I'll get to that in just a second. I did want to read the tweet from Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. This was at 7:30 last night. President Trump had a great day at the G7. Even signing a major trade deal with the United Kingdom and Prime Minister, much was accomplished. But because of what's going on in the Middle East, President Trump will be leaving tonight after dinner with heads of state. And so I just wanted to mention also, G7, the fact that he's leaving is not a total bust. In case you missed that, he did make a deal with the United Kingdom. He did. There's a trade deal on the table. So it's not a total bust. But yes, they're also showing live photos right now of President Trump. I guess this is a little bit earlier when they saw him coming off of Air Force One, it looks like. Yes. Yeah, they're posting a lot of this is being discussed right now in both Newsmax and also Fox 45 has some of the scene as well. I don't know what's going to happen next, but I will say that there's been a lot of panic on social media. And if you want to weigh in on this, of course you can, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Now, we did touch a bit on this yesterday, but I really noticed it last night. And I'm glad that President Trump noticed it as well. And you saw Iranian news network bombed while on air, which, of course, sent a lot of people, you know, spiraling, obviously very upset. And you have like this little subgroup within MAGA that, you know, they're watching this as we're watching it. And their whole thing is, their take on this is that Israel's the aggressor, and this is not, you know, this has become a situation where they're not really defending themselves. Now they're just being aggressive. They also believe that they are lying about Iran having access or possible access to nuclear weapons. And so there's this back and forth that I've seen a lot. Now, President Trump, he's been saying for the past week now, but that this has been a conversation for quite some time. And that even though these influencers online, even though they're just now catching wind of it, he's saying this has been going on, these negotiations have been going on for years. I do have some audio here for you, because Trump did say that he gave Iran 60 days. Take a listen.
Have you spoken to Prime Minister Netanyahu? When might you speak to him?
I've spoken to everybody.
What will you say?
Israel is doing very well, as you probably noticed. And I gave Iran 60 days, and they said no. And the 61st, you saw what happened. Day 61. So I'm in constant touch. And as I've been saying, I think a deal will be signed, or something will happen, but a deal will be signed. And I think Iran is foolish not to sign one.
All right. So President Trump, again, saying that he's very optimistic about what's to come. And I don't know why he's getting so much pushback from this small group, but it's a very loud group because they have large platforms, the small group on the right. Now, the big talking point late last night from this particular group is that President Trump has now split his MAGA base and he's losing his footing. But I don't see it that way. I don't see it that way at all. I think there's like maybe 20 loudmouths that have already shown their disdain for the Jewish community time and time again. They've shown in the past that they don't like Israel time and time again. And it's that loud 20 people that believe that President Trump's going to lose his MAGA base. Again, I don't see it happening at all. I mean, think about how many people came forward and said, Trump's going to lose, his base from fighting with Elon Musk. That didn't happen, did it? That didn't happen. I think some of these people sometimes, they believe that they are bigger than what they actually are, right? They believe that they have, I guess, a bit more pull, if you will, than they actually do. And I also noticed this even with the last election cycle, you saw some very big social media names get on board with like Vivek Ramaswamy or Ron DeSantis during the 2024 primary election. And then the primaries came around and Trump won handedly. And you have these influencers that are like, well, I don't know what happened. I can tell you what happened. I can tell you what happened. You, to win elections, you've got to knock doors. You've got to call voters. You've got to host fundraisers. You've got to be out there. Okay? You're not going to win elections on social media. And I'm one of these people at this point where I believe that you're not going to sway anybody really, truly, on social media. Maybe a very small number, a very small percentage. And I think sometimes we get caught up in that because we do have like this the situation where it's like we rely so much on these so-called conservative influencers to help us out in reaching the masses. And I do believe that when it comes to social media, they're not really making much movement. And I think people need to come to terms with that. It's not happening. It's not. All right. As I mentioned, President Trump, he did put a post yesterday basically saying to Tucker Carlson, because like I said, Tucker Carlson, he's one of those people on this group or on this train of, you know, let me criticize President Trump and everything that he's saying at every step of the way. Marjorie Taylor Greene, by the way, is also on that train. And I saw Matt Gaetz as well. And here's what President Trump posted yesterday on Truth Social. He said, somebody please explain to kooky Tucker Carlson that Iran cannot have nuclear weapons. Yeah, that's kind of how I feel. But this is, you know, this is where we are. We're now, he's fighting against people that should just be quiet. But they're adding to this conversation that the left absolutely loves. So here we are, split once again. Split once again. And it's okay to criticize. It's okay. I criticize all the time. It's okay to criticize. It's okay to disagree. But, you know, the fact that he's taking time out instead of just dealing with Israel and immigration, now he's taking time out to, you know, to say something to Tucker. It seems very selfish, I guess, in my view. Very selfish. All right. If you want to weigh in on this conversation, you can. 410-WCBM680, 410-922-6680. That's kind of where we are right now, in the same spot that we were yesterday. It was made known on CBS News last night, other news networks, that President Trump, Secretary of State, Marco Rubio still say that we are not getting involved. We are not getting involved. That's still the word as of today. Real quick, I wanted to tell you about Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions and how they've joined together to make sure that no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission. You see, both companies have been in business for over half a century, and it's about time that the two premier transmission service companies have teamed up. Whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds less than the dealer, look no further than either Glen Burnie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You'll get the same courteous, professional, and expert service from both companies. They have free area towing and financing available. All you have to do is call Glen Burnie Transmissions at 410-766-8500, or you can go to gbt-online.com. You can also call Jim Jennings Transmission at 410-686-6700, or you can go to jjt-online.com. Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions is the best team in Baltimore.
Big news! Rescue Natural Supplements is rolling back the clock and prices. That's right, the supplements you trust at prices you haven't seen in over a decade. Plus, they're offering a massive 33% off on top of already discounted 2010 rollback pricing. That's every product. Omega-3s, probiotics, joint support, everything. Prices roll back to get you ready for summer. Just use the code WELLNESS at checkout for 33% off your entire order on Rescue single bottles. To order, call a Rescue product consultant at 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483. Or shop online by visiting res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Feel better, get active, and turn back the clock with Rescue's 2010 pricing. Again, use the code WELLNESS for 33% off any single bottle. That code, WELLNESS, for 33% off on top of already low 2010 rollback pricing. Get healthy. Get savings at res-q.com today.
The Sean Hannity Show.
CEO of Zillow has just said that if illegal immigrants have to go back home, that will ease the housing shortage in the country and lower prices and make it more affordable. Donald Trump can get the economy in a better spot and interest rates go down. That's going to make a home more affordable. This is what we've sadly taken as a new normal. It doesn't have to be this way.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, I got some text messages here. Let's see. Walter says, hey, Cam, regarding the people on social media talking about Trump losing half of its MAGA base, I think that is still stemming from the no-name propagandists that are getting on social media and trying to stoke that opposition or break away from Trump and his stand and his policies, just like them stoking the feud between Trump and Elon, and now they're going to stoke the feud between Tucker and Trump. The left loves this. Yeah, Walter, I understand what you're saying on that one. I will just say that this was a bit more loud than others. You know, on social media, I did post yesterday, you know, lots of posts coming out of Candace Owens. Owen Schroyer with, what is it, InfoWars. He's been posting a lot. Ian Carroll, he's got a couple million followers. It's interesting. There's like this little group that are just, and they've talked about the Jewish community time and time again. You could tell. You can tell. They're anti-Semitic. There's no other way to explain it. Now, is Tucker anti-Semitic? I don't know for sure. I've never seen him say that he outright hates the Jews and all these other things. But some of the other ones have absolutely said it. And so, you know, they consider themselves part of the MAGA base. But I will say Trump is definitely not losing his MAGA base. This is just something that they want to say. And I do believe, like you said, Walter, they're trying to stoke all this drama because, again, and this is what I posted yesterday, guys. That's how they make their money, right? The drama, the feud, the scandal. Their social media accounts are monetized. And so every time they have, like, this big blow-up or controversy, they get paid from it, whether it's on X, Facebook, or YouTube. And so they love this. They love the fact that people, and you know, the way that X is set up, that's the worst one. The way that X is set up, just you guys, just in case you don't have X or don't have it monetized, the way it's set up is the more engagement you get, the more money you make. So I could post something and say the sky is green. And then if 100 or 200 people are underneath my post saying, no, Kim, the sky is blue. No, Kim, da 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 da. Every person that comments makes me money. Because then if I post the sky is blue, I wouldn't have any opposition to that. Nobody would say anything. They would just hit like. But the like hit doesn't get you money. It's got to be engagement. It's got to be the conversation. That's how Elon Musk has set it up now that he has taken over on X or Twitter or whatever you want to call it. And so I think because of that, that also leads to all these contrarians and all the drama and everything back and forth because that's how they make money. And honestly, and I've said this before on Twitter, I wish Elon Musk would change that. I wish they would change that. So then it's like you've got all these people trying to be very edgy and trying to go against the grain just because, you know, this is how they make their money and pay their bills. And I don't think that is productive. I really do not. Anyways, we could talk about that another day for sure. Coming up next, we are going to talk more about Baltimore City, but I just wanted to throw out the question of the day at you at WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Do you think legislators are overusing citations? This is right here. Do you think legislator citations are overused? And I bring this to you, and I'll explain. I'll bring this to you because I've noticed in the state of Maryland, it doesn't matter if you're Republican or Democrat, every time that I go on Facebook or anywhere, and if it's a politician from Annapolis, and not all of them, but most of them, are constantly giving out these legislative citations. And I'm looking at this, it's like, all right, this person's getting a legislative citation because they were a teacher for 30 years. This person, you know, and then even Jonathan here at Social Media Guru or Marketing Manager, he's like, yeah, some of the restaurants that I go in around here, they've got 3 or 4 citations. And I'm like, for what? There's like a pizza place that has a citation for selling pizza. And I'm like, is that not what they're supposed to be doing? I don't know. For me, it's like losing its luster, right? It's like it's lost its power, in my view. If you're giving absolutely everybody a citation just for waking up in the morning and brushing their teeth and wiping their behind, does it really mean anything? I don't think it means anything. Well, anyways, that's the question of the day. Do you think the legislator citations are overused? Yes or no? Yes or no? Let your voice be heard. I'll keep an eye on that poll. Coming up next, Baltimore City, lots going on. From the budget that passed yesterday and to the Baltimore City Council taking money away from state's attorney Ivan Bates when he really needs more money.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Israel has its sights set on the Iranian capital as President Trump has warned residents of Tehran to clear out. The Israel-Iran conflict prompting Mr. Trump to cut short his time at the G7 summit in Canada. The president says his early departure has nothing to do with ceasefire talks, explaining it's much bigger than that. More Iranian missiles are fired at Tel Aviv overnight. Before departing Alberta, the president announced that he and British Prime Minister Starmer have a trade deal. They signed that deal that they say will benefit both countries. The man who's charged with killing one Minnesota lawmaker and wounding another carefully planned the attack, according to prosecutors in the case. Flash flooding in north-central West Virginia has claimed at least six lives, along with widespread property damage. At least two people are still unaccounted for. More details at srnnews.com.
Tim Munson here for AES Builder and Home Improvements. It's been an honor serving our radio listeners for over 35 years. At AES, we connect with families to help them make their homes beautiful, functional, and comfortable at the lowest possible price. We refuse to cut corners and do not bid to subcontractors. AES gives a 5-year free labor warranty on all our work, even though the state of Maryland requires only 1 year. Listen to what our customers are saying. The Liverman stated, "Out of all the projects done over the years, bar none, AES is absolutely the best." Kenneth said, "Your men are skilled professionals with exceptional results." Christine said, "They were very thorough and incredible, attentive to detail. Love it." If you want to save money on a new kitchen, bathroom, addition, or more, call AES today at 1-800-787-SAVE or see us on the web at aeshome.us. That's 1-800-787-SAVE. And remember, when we're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The next few weeks begin a much more difficult stretch for the O's, and it began last night in Tampa Bay.
High fly ball, center field. Mullins will go back all the way to the track. Going to carry. That baby's gone. Home run to center. Off the bat of Brandon Lau.
Call courtesy of Rays TV. Brandon Lau's shot extended the Rays' lead to 5-1 on their way to a 7-1 win in Tampa. A setback for the Birds after the weekend sweep of the Angels. Before the game, the Birds placed left-hander Kate Povich on a 15-day IL with left hip inflammation. One of the big things the Ravens are looking to correct this year is penalties, especially on the offensive line. 45 of them last year, that led the league. As mandatory minicamp begins today, offensive line coach George Warhop explains.
It was an emphasis from John on down, in particular with the holdings, and then as an offense with the pre-snap penalties. So it was just a point of emphasis.
Coming up in 30 minutes, national recognition for a local soccer player. And that is Stein on Sports. When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's five generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're tracking warmer temperatures for your Tuesday afternoon. Highs back into the upper 70s and low to mid 80s. Still, the potential does exist for a stray pop-up shower or thunderstorm as we get later into the day. We'll be even warmer, sliding into the 90s on Wednesday, and then the heat and humidity really building later this week with strong storms possible Thursday afternoon. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Is your old water heater on its last leg? Replace it before it fails and save up to $1,600 when you choose an Energy Star certified heat pump water heater. BGE also has rebates up to $100 on other appliances. Learn more at bgesmartenergy.com.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Spring is here, and so is your $69 AC checkup from Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. As a family-owned, fully licensed company with 32 years' experience, we can service all makes and models. Whether it's a new install, a quick repair, or custom ductwork, we're going to give you a wow feeling when we're done. And here's a bonus wow for our new customers. Mention WCBM, and you'll get $500 off a brand new air conditioning system. Call 410-902-9600. 410-902-9600. Call Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air now. And when we're done, you'll be saying wow.
Hey, it's Kim Klasick. When it comes to something as important as your roof, you want a company that's been there and done that. That's Wallace Roofing and Construction. They've been in business for over 90 years and are family-owned. No subcontractors, just quality, trusted workmanship on every job, residential or commercial. Call Wallace Roofing today at 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And tell them Kim Klasick sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHIC number 1566.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is The Right Choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
All right, good morning. Happy Tuesday. Happy Tuesday to all of you. I know, it's a funny question, isn't it, at WCBM.com. You know, take part in a poll. Do you think the legislator citations are being overused? And I want to hear from you, because I go through, and I'm not going to say the name of this particular senator or delegate, but you've got, let's see, 1, 2, 3. You got 8 teachers at Parkville, actually 9 teachers at Parkville High School that were presented with citations just 3 days ago. And then the same senator and delegate handed out citations at the Parkville Middle School in their annual farewell ceremony, handed out citations there. Then there was one principal that received a citation. They were retiring, and they were been at, it says, Oakley Elementary School for 7 years. That person got a citation. Then they went over to Gunpowder Elementary School. So just going to work and then hitting retirement, is that how you get a citation? Because I don't understand it, I guess. And maybe I'm dumb, and that could be. But, does it really mean anything if absolutely everybody gets a citation? I got to go find out how I can get Sean Casey a citation, because he's been here for, 30 years, 30 plus years? He deserves a citation. Where is his ceremony? You know, I feel like it's like, okay, how is it special if absolutely everybody that retires is getting one? I don't know. Maybe I just don't see it. Maybe they're not supposed to be that special. Maybe it's just an acknowledgement paper. Like, it's just, here's your certificate where I acknowledge the fact that you're retiring. And now, and you know what's so really crazy about it too? It's like you got these senators and delegates. They're giving out these citations. And they're like, hey, I know you're about to be on a fixed income, but next session, I will still go to Annapolis, and I will make sure to put more taxes and fees against you. As I know that you're now on a fixed income and really cannot afford to pay more taxes and fees, but that's what I do. That's what I do at my job every time. Every time we're in session. That's another piece of it, too. It's like a slap in the face. Like, you're handing out all these citations. You know that these people are about to be on a fixed income, yet you continue to raise taxes. Like, I wouldn't even, if I were these teachers, if I were these individuals, I would stand there and say, okay, I will accept this citation. We can have a ceremony so you can do your photo op. But are you going to stop raising taxes on us? Because I can't afford it. I want to enjoy my retirement. I bet they won't do that, right? But they'll stand up there. They'll take a picture with you and your citation. Anyways, that's the big question of the day. Oh, I do have some text messages here to read to you. Craig in Hartford County says, good morning, Kim. The problem with President Trump is the more he talks, the deeper he will get the U.S. involved. He doesn't know how to use his mute button, so he should follow his own advice to Tucker. Again, Craig in Hartford County. Craig, you know what? I got no pushback on that one. No pushback. Because the way that you're, you know, that, and I'm looking at it too, you know, he leaves G7. He's rushing to the Situation Room. He's telling people to evacuate from Tehran. I could see it too, because even this morning I wake up and I hear some people, you know, saying, whether it's on a different network or, you know, channel news in the morning, you know, the people are saying, "Oh my gosh, we're getting involved. It's gonna be World War III." And da, 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 da. Meanwhile, we haven't done anything, but because of the language
I think people do believe that we've gotten into something. So I agree with you, Craig, in Harford County. I do agree. Let's see. Laura says, Kim, thanks. In defense of Tucker Carlson, Tucker Carlson stands for most of the same important principles as President Trump. If he disagrees with the president about one major point, President Trump should not resort to name calling. Tucker is not trying to make money by criticizing the president. Tucker has every right to criticize President Trump's policies, first, because he is an American citizen, and second, because he has worked very hard at tremendous personal peril to keep his listeners informed. Even if I do not agree with Tucker on the current issues about the Middle East, I am a huge fan. I will continue to listen to him every day. Laura, that's great. I could say I'm one of those people that I don't necessarily usually listen to Tucker. I think a lot of what he says and does has gone off the rails lately. This is just my personal opinion. And you're absolutely right, Laura. He can criticize, and anybody can criticize President Trump. That's fine. But I can tell you, when I saw the one video that he posted on X, because he's got that show, I guess, now on X, and he was in Moscow. I don't know if you remember this, but he was in Moscow. And he had some cameraman with him. And they were going through Moscow basically saying that it was nicer than America. And I think a lot of people looked at that and said, wait a minute, what? What do you say? It was very strange. He was going into the grocery stores. I don't know if you remember this, Laura, but he was going into the grocery stores. He was out on the streets and he goes, look how nice it is here. Look how clean it is. We should be more like Moscow, but Russia. And I'm like, wait, what? It was a weird vibe. And he did get a lot of comments on that video. Now, do I think Tucker Carlson is doing this to make money? I do not. And I agree with you there, Laura. I don't think he is. There are some people that monetize videos where they're pushing this to make money. And then there's some people like Tucker who will be just fine by not, you know, pushing some kind of contrarian, you know, remark. I think he does truly feel this way about the Middle East. I think he does truly feel this way about how President Trump is handling things. And as I said to Craig in Harford County, one could think that we are right in the middle, in the thick of it, because of the language just being used. I agree with that wholeheartedly. Now, is President Trump going to reel back some of that language? Most likely not. Most likely not. But what I will say, this is kind of what I posted yesterday. I'm not going to sit here and ever pretend like I know about foreign policy or diplomacy in general. Just like during COVID, we had people that were all of a sudden vaccine experts, right? When the market's down, everybody's all of a sudden economist. You know, all these Facebook investigators. I just tell people, you know, when it comes to what we're doing, because there's a lot of, you know, information out there that just isn't accurate. You know, if you're not familiar with what stance President Trump is taking or how involved the administration is, you can easily go to one of their social media accounts, which is verified as their account, and see, you know, where they are, because they have been very transparent and they've been posting about this every single day where we are. There was, you know, all this chaos, I guess, that ensued last night. And I was at the gym at the time. It was like maybe 7:30, 7:45. And I'm getting this notification on my phone. And it says that we had just gotten involved and we were helping out by sending something over to it was very bizarre. You know what? Let me go ahead and go back, because I reposted it because it was so bizarre. And I reposted it with the clarification on it. This one woman post, Israeli news is saying that the U.S. is attacking in Iran. Again, that was 14 hours ago. And then you had all of these people within Trump's administration. This is Alex Pfeiffer. He says, this is not true. American forces are maintaining their defensive posture, and that has not changed. We will defend American interests. But that is what was going, that was circulating, that the U.S. had already gotten involved. And see, this is part of the problem with this, is you've got all these people making all this noise, and a lot of it is not true. And obviously, you know, in the world of social media and free speech, you can do that for sure. But I think some people are believing this. And so when you have these influencers with big profiles repeating the same lies, It definitely gets confusing, for sure. But I just want to tell people, you know, don't listen to those that just started following politics in 2020, okay? They have no idea what's going on in the Middle East. A lot of them don't even pronounce Iran right, in my opinion. Yeah, you hear people, Brian the producer? They're like, yeah, this is what was going on in Iran. Like, if you've ever met an Iranian or even a Persian, they will tell you it's Iran. But it's like, you know, but you have all these, like I said, you've got these Facebook you know, diplomacy experts now that are that act like they know exactly what's going on in the Middle East. It's very odd. It is very odd. All right, let's get into what's going on in Baltimore City and the fact that City Council has decided to take money from State's Attorney Ivan Bates, the prosecutor, to fulfill the request from the IG, Isabel Cumming. Now, first and foremost, let me be very clear on this. Ivan Bates has been doing a darn good job. Isabel Cumming has been doing a darn good job. And I think all of you guys know this. And when I first heard this news, I was one of those people where I was like, this can't be true. I got to go verify it. I saw it. I saw a post on X and it wasn't from like a news source. And I'm like, wait a minute. I know they didn't do something like this. So then I started looking at it and looking up and there it was. I've got some sound here for you, and then we'll talk about it on the other side.
Mackenzie, what about funding for the additional agent in the Inspector General's office? How about that?
Yeah, so there was an amendment introduced earlier today by Council Member Odette Ramos that would have taken a $112,000 from the city state's attorney's office and given it to the Office of Inspector General for that additional agent. Now, that failed earlier today, but was later revived during a special council hearing. And I question Council Woman Ramos about why she decided to take that route and take the money from the state's attorney's office, given the success the city is seeing coming from that office.
It really didn't have anything to do with, you know, a political or anything. It was just like, where can I find the money to support the OIG? Because what she has been doing has been extremely important.
There are several other agencies that have longstanding vacant positions. So looking at the one agency that is tasked with helping reduce violent crime in Baltimore and taking money from that agency, one could see why that would be viewed as a political view. So how do you defend that?
Well, again, I was just looking at everything, all of the different positions. Most of the agencies didn't have 3-year vacancies. They were 18-month vacancies. So again, this wasn't politically motivated, really. I was just trying to find the money to do this. And because I believe in what the state's attorney's doing, obviously he's a partner.
Councilman Isaac Yancey-Slafer has long argued that the Office of Inspector General does need more resources and has supported the idea of giving Inspector General Isabel Mercedes Cumming an additional agent. But he argues that this money should not come from the top prosecutor's office. In fact, he voted against that amendment. He says that the funding and the resources should come from two agencies that need to be investigated and have more oversight, like the Department of Public Works and the Department of Transportation.
I think we should give her one position per each one of those departments because we know that there are a lot of issues within each of those departments.
He said that he planned to have an amendment to do just that, but he did not have enough support to put that amendment up on the floor. From Mackenzie Frost, Fox 45 News.
All right, and shout out there to Mackenzie Frost, because if you heard, she asked the councilwoman a pretty point blank, why would you take the money from the state's attorney's office? Like, what? Like, please break it down to us. And she's got more explaining to do, Councilwoman Odette Ramos. She's got more explaining to do. There are many people that are just in shock right now. Now, this budget, in fact, did pass. It did pass. I had questions. I said, okay, well, why did they take a little bit of money from Monzie or Safe Streets, right? We heard about the vacant positions in Safe Streets. Remember they were putting in fake names? Like, it was something like close to Lamar Jackson. Was it like Shamar Jackson or something? Right? They've got vacant positions. You couldn't take money from them? And as Councilman Yancey-Slafer said or suggested, what about DPW? What about the Department of Transportation? You went to the state's attorney's office? Now, this is the same state's attorney. Remind yourself. This is the same guy that, first and foremost, won handedly, I think, his election. But number two, this is the same guy that everybody has been saying for the past, well, I guess a year and a half at this point, has made a huge difference in Baltimore City when it comes to holding repeat violent offenders accountable. You have less open-air drug markets on the streets right now, and many people will say it's because of state's attorney. Not because of GVRS, not because of Safe Streets. They don't have arresting powers. They can't put these people behind bars. It's the state's attorney that does this. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Now, Mayor Brandon Scott, of course, he hasn't said much about it. We know that he's not too fond of Ivan Bates. Here's the thing. If I were Ivan, I would just let the bottom fall out. I know he wouldn't do that because he's, you know, took an oath to make sure that he provides public safety in his position. So he wouldn't do that. But man, I would just let the bottom fall out if it were me. GVRS, Safe Streets, all this other stuff. They're, I mean, look, I'm not saying that they don't do anything. I won't say that. But in the grand scheme of things, that they were there. Malazzi was there, GVRS, all of those people were there during State's attorney Marilyn Mosby's tenure. Remember that? They were there. Did you see a difference? Did you see violent repeat offenders taken off the streets? No, you didn't. So it's not those programs that Brandon Scott wants to tell you about that's doing all this work. That's not what's happening. It's the prosecutors. It's our police department. When they're not dressed up in Rainbow Pride. When they're not doing silly things like that. Now, I also noted on my plan here, Mayor Brandon Scott, he has spent a lot of money on outdoor festivals and concerts. I'm not certain why we couldn't take money from there. I also noted, if you recall, when they were talking about cracking down on some of these big drug cartels and others, and Ivan Bates had this huge press conference for it. Do you remember how he did it? This is when U.S. Attorney Eric Barron was still there. He went to the feds and asked for money for wiretapping because Ivan Bates didn't even have the money that he needed. And now you're telling us that you're going to take more money from him? This is a travesty. This is a huge mistake. When we get back, I'm going to read to you the statement from State's Attorney Ivan Bates. If you can imagine, they're not too happy with the results here. We'll discuss coming up next.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Right now, as we speak, the Israelis own the skies of Iran, which gives the world a window of opportunity. Now, I don't want to be flippant about this or nonchalant. You know, there's always a risk involved in military action, but there's also sometimes a risk of military inaction, especially at the right time. And this regime, unfortunately, was able to build up a lot of ballistic missile power and advance their nuclear program under Joe Biden. And they've been fomenting terror in the entire region. There's not one country in the region that wants the Iranians to have nuclear weapons.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Pure Talk, my wireless company, a veteran-owned company, believes every man, every woman who has faithfully served this country deserves to proudly fly an American flag that was made in America. And that's why Pure Talk is on a mission to give an allegiance flag, the highest quality American flag made in Charleston, South Carolina, to 1,000 veterans in time for these patriotic holidays. Just switch your cell phone service to Pure Talk. Do it this month, and a portion of every sale will go to provide these high-quality flags, hand-sewn, to deserving vets. Now, with plans starting at just $25 a month for unlimited talk and text and plenty of data, you can enjoy America's most dependable 5G network, all while cutting your cell phone bill in half. Average family saves over $1,000 a year. You just dial #250, say the keyword save now. Pure Talk's customer service will make the switch. #250, keyword save now, support our veterans, and switch to America's wireless company, Pure Talk.
Grandma's coming! Grandma's
coming! I know. Ugh. What am I going to do with this house? I don't have the energy this year to listen to her critique my cleaning and how this place looks.
Call Maid Pro!
I know. I'll call Maid Pro. Their 49-point checklist will keep your grandmother quiet and get this place back in shape and up to her standards.
Can we have candy, please?
Oh, God.
Call Maid Pro, 410-529-5960 or maidpro.com because grandma's standards aren't standard.
Stay and relax with Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a corporate event in Owings Mills, a leisure event, or get-together for drinks at the grill, you can always wake up to a made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to their sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Hot weather means your home works harder to stay cool. BGE can help with a variety of options like budget billing, My Account, and energy efficiency programs. Learn more at bge.com/summer.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right. So we're talking about Baltimore City State's Attorney Ivan Bates. Not too happy, and I don't think that many people are happy. Honestly, I think the constituents are not happy either. You had Councilwoman Odette Ramos come up with this bright idea to fill, I guess, the much-needed funds that are needed in the Inspector General office, Isabel Cummings' office in Baltimore City. She decided to look towards the state's attorney's office to fill that need. Makes no sense. I know I'm laughing, but it makes no sense. The state's attorney's office, in my view, and many people I think would agree, needs more money at this point, especially if they were going to the feds for money for wiretapping. Okay. We also heard that there was one point in time. Remember when State Attorney Ivan Bates had to go to Governor Westmore for some money? Because even in the ARPA funds, when Brandon Scott received that check, the $641 million, remember, he didn't put that any of that money in the state attorney's office. Right. It was. And by the way, we're going to get into this in the next hour. You're looking at an $85 million deficit in Baltimore City right now. That's what you're looking at. After you received this check for $641 million, which was completely squandered. Well, anyways, I wanted to tell you what the state's attorney's statement was after the approved budget there that took some money from his office. He started out by just saying, you know, he thanked those on council that believed in his work and that reflects his shared commitment to a safer and fairer city. But here's where it gets to the point here. He says, conversely, it is deeply disappointing that Councilwoman Odette Ramos proposed an amendment aimed at stripping a position from the state's attorney's office. The most troubling part is that to date, the councilwoman has not reached out to our office to discuss her amendment or its impact on us or public safety. So, see, she didn't even call or she didn't have a staffer send an email or anything to find out whether or not moving that money around would disrupt what's going on at the state attorney's office. Not even a courtesy call. It goes on to say, in fact, it was only after the inspector general, Isabel Cumming, reached out to Ivan Bates, he says to our office, that we were able to discuss her office's needs and devise a solution that was acceptable to all parties. State Attorney Ivan Bates says, this action neither reflects the spirit of true collaboration, nor acknowledges the urgent needs we face as a city. As we make strides in reducing violent crime and rebuilding trust in our justice system. So, again, State's Attorney Ivan Bates does have a statement out. You can check it out on his social media pages. But he is not happy. And it sounds like Isabel Cumming and Ivan Bates came up with some kind of plan to make it work. But that budget did pass. It, in fact, passed. And Councilwoman Odette Ramos should be ashamed of herself. She really should. You didn't even reach out to his office? 13-2, was it at the number? I'll have to go back and look. Thank you, Brian, the producer. I mean, it's really crazy to me. Really crazy. All right, coming up next, we'll talk more about this budget in Baltimore City. The highest it's ever been with the least amount in population.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new